One conversation included hearing about the nominating committee process of how a national FAA officer gets elected. I'm speaking with the chair of the nominating committee, Jackson Baird from the state of Kentucky. You're the chair, so tell me about the issues that you talked about.
Yes, so some of the issues that we talked about were just kind of how to lessen the strain on the nominating committee and kind of solving ways that we make their job easier, because they get here last Tuesday, they stay until Saturday. It's long days of work. And that was one of the things we looked at. We also looked at kind of what role should the regions play in selecting national officers, and should there still be two nominating committee members from each region, or should it just be at large? And we also looked at the qualities and traits that we are going to be looking for in national officers, and kind of what should the committee have as kind of the traits that we want to see.
So within your committee, what were some conversations that were had?
So some of the conversations that were had were really just, we started out, one of the biggest things was, what should regions do? Because a lot of people think that regions should play a bigger role, but some people also think that we should just have the highest candidates from across the country. And one of the biggest discussions really was kind of just, and what we put in our committee report, was about how we just kind of recognize that regions are still very important and that we need those in our organization.
And why was that?
The biggest reason is just representation, because someone that's a farmer in Kentucky might not know the struggles of someone that's a farmer in Alaska or a farmer in California. So those regional kind of representation is very important for us in the organization.
Beyond the regional, what were some other conversations that were happening in the committee?
So one of the other big conversations was kind of the strain on the nominating committee, because it's known and it's public information that throughout the week they are working nonstop with little breaks and having to go. They have to have online training before they come into convention. So we kind of looked at it as possibly moving some more online training and have all training online, so that when they get to convention, they have less days of training. They don't have to miss as much school and work, because most of the National Nominating Committee are college students or people working in an industry, and not many 20 to 21 year olds have paid time off. So it's kind of, how can we reimburse them? How can we help them kind of get through those different processes and make the strain on them a lot less?
What were some of your biggest takeaways as you continue to serve as a state officer now?
I think one of the biggest takeaways is that we all kind of have our goal of what we think is the biggest issue, but people from different places are always going to have kind of what they think is more important in those biggest issues. I know that there were people from Texas that really thought that the regional role was the biggest issue, but I know a lot of people thought the strain was, or the quality and traits was. And taking that as a state officer now, I can kind of look at it and kind of take a step back and be like, okay, this might be my perception of everything. This might be the issue I see the best, but what's the greater issue for everyone else?
Absolutely, Jackson. Well, tell me about the value that you got from the whole experience in itself.
Well, I think the greatest experience through all this is just kind of the perceptions you get from different people about National FFA and how you can meet each other. The table I was eating lunch at just now, it was Montana on my left, Missouri on my right, and I was sitting across from Georgia and Arkansas. So just kind of getting those different, this will be the only time in a lot of our FFA members' lives where there's someone from all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands in one building. And I think that's really neat, is that when we all stand up and FFA members, why are you here? You're going to hear country accents from Kentucky. You're going to hear Spanish. You're going to hear everything. And that's kind of my biggest takeaway, is taking a step back and just kind of like living it in for kind of the last convention, is kind of, wow, it's amazing how you can bring so many young people together and teach them so many things. And the engagement and the effort you get from all these people is just amazing.
Awesome. Well, anything else that you'd like to add in relation to delegate experience in your committee?
Just highly recommend anyone out there that wants to be a delegate to do it. You meet a lot of great people, and serving the organization is something that you'll love forever. So,
Jackson Baird, he is one of the delegates and is the committee chair for National FFA. I'm Michelle Stengler.